započećemo ovaj naš susret sa molitvom.
We are going to start this meeting with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and in the Son, and in the Holy Spirit.
Zdravo Mario.
Hail Mary.
Milosti puna, Gospodin s tobom. Blagoslovljena ti među ženama i blagoslovljen plod utrobe tvoje, Isus. Sveta Mario, Majko Božja, moli za nas griješnike, sada i na času smrti naše. Amen. Kraljice mira,
Queen of Peace,
moli za nas. Ja ću reći o najvažnijim Gospodnim ukazanjima.
I'm going to say to you the most important things about Our Lady's apparition.
I ono što je najvažnije od svega.
And something what is the most important.
To su Gospodine poruke, to je ono što nas Gospa ovdje poziva toliko vremena.
Our Lady's messages, then she is inviting us to leave her messages for the long time.
Gospa se ukazuje već preko 28 godina ovdje u Međugorju.
Our Lady has appeared over 28 years here in Međugorje.
Ja sam imao 10 godina kada su počela ukazanja.
And I was 10 years old when Our Lady started to appear to us.
Nisam bio ništa posebno prije ukazanja.
I wasn't a special boy before Our Lady's apparition.
Niti sam sada ništa posebno.
Even today I'm not a special person.
Živio sam vjeru jednog djeteta.
I lived the faith as a child.
Znao sam da Bog postoji, da Gospa postoji.
And I knew that God and Our Lady exist.
Da se treba moliti.
I knew that I have to pray.
Da sam trebao ići na svetu misu nedjeljom.
And I knew that I have to attend the Holy Mass on Sunday.
Sve ono što roditelji uče svoju djecu.
Everything what parents teach kids.
Nikada od Boga nisam tražio milost da vidim Gospu.
I never asked that special grace from God to see Our Lady.
Jer nisam znao da se Gospa može ukazati.
Because I didn't even know that Our Lady can appear to somebody.
Ja sam mislio Gospa je na nebu.
I thought that Our Lady is in heaven.
Ja trebam moliti samo.
And I have to pray to her.
Dana 25.6.81. godine.
June 25th, 1981.
Ja mogu to nazvati sada najljepšim danom u mom životu.
Today I can call the day as the most beautiful day in my life.
Bog mi dao jednu veliku milost, jedan veliki dar.
And God gave to me the great gift, the great grace.
A to je da vidim Gospu.
And it is to be possible to see Our Lady.
Kada sam prvi put došao na brdo ukazanja.
First time when I came to the apparition hill.
Kada sam prvi put kleknuo ispred Gospe.
First time when I kneeled down in front of Our Lady.
I kada sam pogledao Gospine oči.
And when I saw her eyes.
Teško je opisati taj osjećaj.
It is very difficult to describe that feeling.
Teško je opisati tu ljubav koju Gospa ima prema tebi.
It is very hard to describe that love she's got for all of us.
Koliko se osjećaš voljenim u tome trenutku.
How much you feel loved.
Koliko osjećaš se zaštićenim.
Then you feel protected.
Mogu li samo reći.
Only what I can say.
Da riječi u tome trenutku ne postoje.
There are no enough words to describe that.
U tom trenutku priča tvoje srce.
In that moment your heart speaks.
Pošto sam bio isto mali.
Because I was a little boy.
Ali sam u istom trenutku molio Boga.
I prayed in the same time to God.
Da se taj osjećaj ponovo i ponovo.
I prayed to God to have that feeling again.
Jer tu
to
radost,
that feeling.
Jer tu radost i taj mir.
Because that joy and that peace.
Ja prije tada nikada nisam osjetio.
I never felt before.
Razumio sam istom trenutku. Razumio sam istom trenutku toga dana počinje jedan novi život.
I realized that day that new life begins for me.
Jedan život na koji ja nisam bio spreman.
One life I wasn't ready for that life.
I možda je bilo prvo pitanje kako to sve nastaviti živjeti.
The first question was how to continue to live that life.
Da li ću ja to moći?
Am I capable to live that?
Na početku Gospa nam je dala jednu poruku.
In the beginning Our Lady gave us one message.
Koja kaže.
And it says,
draga djeco,
dear children,
dosta da vi otvorite vaša srca.
It is enough to open your heart.
Ostalo ću ja sama učiniti.
I'm going to do the rest.
I tada sam shvatio u tome trenutku.
And I realized in that moment,
ja ne mogu ništa puno učiniti.
I cannot do a lot.
Ali mogu učiniti jednu stvar.
But I can do only one thing.
A to da predam moj život u Gospine ruke.
I can put my life to Mary's hands.
I da predam moje srce u Božje ruke.
To give my heart to God's hands.
I da kažem moje da.
And I can just say my yes.
I tada je počeo taj jedan novi život.
And my new life just started.
Posle sam razumio još jednu stvar.
After that I understood one more thing.
Ja sam prije rekao.
I said before.
Ja sam imao veliku milost da vidim Gospu.
I had a great grace to see Our Lady.
Ali sam posle isto razumio.
But after I realized.
Ja sam imao još jednu veću milost.
There is something bigger than that.
Ja sam preko Gospe upoznao Isusa.
Through Our Lady I met Jesus.
I to je upravo ono zbog čega Gospa ovdje dolazi u Međugorje.
And this is the real reason why Our Lady come to Međugorje.
Želi nas svi dovesti do Isusa.
She wants to bring all of us to Jesus.
Gospa se ukazuje preko 28 godina.
Our Lady has appeared over 28 years.
To je dugo godina.
It is a long time.
Mnogi se pitaju zašto.
Many people ask why.
Ili zašto tolike poruke.
Or why so many messages.
Mnogi kažu poruke su uvijek iste.
Many people say all messages are same.
Ja bih nešto zamolio.
I would like to ask all of you.
Ne pitajmo se zašto.
Don't ask yourself why.
Bog zna zašto.
God knows why.
Jer ovo je Božji plan.
It is a God's plan.
Mi trebamo samo nešto drugo reći.
We have to say something else.
Moramo reći jednu riječ koju često zaboravljamo reći.
We have to say something what we very often forget to say.
A to je reći hvala.
And it means to say thanks.
Zahvaliti Bogu na svim milostima koje nam daje.
We need to say thanks to God for all graces what He gives to us.
Zahvalimo Bogu što dopušta Gospi da bude toliko vremena s nama.
Let's say thanks to God because He let her, Our Lady, to stay with us so long.
Ali ako i od nas svatko otvori svoje srce.
But also if each of us open our hearts.
On će sam razumjeti zašto Gospa dolazi.
We'll understand why Our Lady comes so long.
Razumjet će da je Gospa majka.
You will understand that Our Lady is mother.
Koja voli svoju djecu.
Mother who loves children.
Koja želi dovesti svoju djecu do mira i do radosti.
Mother who wants to bring her children to joy and peace.
A taj mir i radost možemo naći samo u Isusu Kristu.
And that peace and joy we can find only in Jesus Christ.
I zbog toga nam Gospa daje svoje poruke.
And that's why Our Lady gives to all of us her messages.
Jer Gospine poruke nisu ništa drugo nego put kako doći i upoznati Isusa Krista.
Our Lady's messages is a part how to come to Jesus and recognize Him.
A to su put kroz molitvu.
And it is the way through prayers,
obraćenje,
conversion,
mir,
peace,
post i svetu misu.
Fasting and holy mass.
Gospa nas uvijek poziva da molimo.
Our Lady invites all of us to pray.
Bilo je poruka gdje Gospa samo ponovila molite, molite i molite.
There are some messages where Our Lady repeated pray, pray, pray.
Ali kada Gospa kaže molite.
But when Our Lady says pray,
ona kaže molite sa vašim srcem.
Our Lady says pray with your heart.
Osjetite radost, osjetite mir molitve.
Feel the joy and peace in prayer.
Pretvorite molitvu u radost.
Turn a prayer to the joy.
Jer ne može se moliti ako se osjećamo da moramo moliti.
We cannot pray if you are forced to do it.
Naše srce mora osjetiti potrebu za molitvom.
Our heart needs to feel a need to pray.
Naša molitva mora postati naša svakodnevna hrana.
And prayer is supposed to be our daily food.
Ali molitva u istom trenutku je još jedna stvar.
But in the same time prayer is another thing.
To je odgovor na sve ono što mi tražimo.
It is the answer for everything what we ask for.
Ljudi dođu toliko pitanja ovdje u Međugorje.
People come with so many questions here in Međugorje.
Traže mnoge odgovore.
People are asking for many answers.
Toliko puta dođu do nas šestero.
Many times they come to six of us.
I traže odgovor.
And asking for answers.
Mi ne možemo odgovoriti.
We cannot answer to
you. Ali ako otvorimo naše srce.
But if you open your hearts.
Ako molimo.
If we pray.
Odgovor će uvijek doći.
The answer is coming.
Ali moramo čvrsto vjerovati.
But we have to have a strong faith.
I moliti.
And pray.
Bog će ostalo učiniti.
And the God is going to do the rest.
Gospod nas poziva na poseban način isto moliti u našim obiteljima.
And Our Lady invites all of us to pray in a special way in our families.
Da stavimo Boga na prvo mjesto u obitelji.
To put a God on a first place in our family.
I da svaka obitelj ima vrijeme za Boga u obitelji.
And then each family finds a time for prayer.
Jer Gospa je rekla.
And Our Lady said.
Ništa ne može jediniti jednu obitelj već kao zajednička molitva.
Nothing can unite some family than prayer together.
I ja sam siguran.
And I'm sure,
ako svatko od nas stavi Boga na prvo mjesto u obitelji,
if each of us put a God on the first place in our family,
ako živimo sa Bogom,
if we live with God,
onda možemo postati na obitelj koju je Gospod traži od nas,
then we can become a family that Our Lady is looking for,
a to je sveta obitelj,
and it means holy family.
Sama riječ svetost,
the word holiness,
to je velika riječ,
is a very big word.
I ja sam kada sam bio manji,
and when I was younger,
mislio sam biti sveto znači biti na koljenima i moliti 24 sata.
I thought when I was a child, I thought that to be holy it means you have to kneel down for 24 hours and pray.
Ali sam poslije razumio da to nije tako.
But later I understood that it is not like that.
Na prvom mjestu moramo imati Boga u našem životu.
On the first place in our life we need to put a God.
Ali poslije sam isto osjećao svoju svetost.
And later I felt my holiness.
Kada odgajam svoju djecu.
When I raise my kids.
Kada imam mir u obitelji.
When I have a peace in a family.
Kada imam ljubav u obitelji.
When I have love in my family.
Kada pomažem drugom čovjeku.
When I help to other person.
Jer toliko puta pričamo.
We talk a lot.
Ali to ne činimo.
But we don't do.
Toliko puta kažemo da smo mi kršćani.
Many times we say that we are Christians.
Ali to su samo riječi.
But only words.
Toliko puta imamo našu braću koja su blizu nas, a mi ih ne vidimo.
So many times we have our brothers next to us, but we don't see them.
Koji su potrebni nas.
And they need us.
Toliko bolesnika.
So many sick people.
Koliko bolnica gdje su bolesni.
How many hospitals with sick people.
Koji su potrebni.
With special needs.
Ali mi ih ne vidimo.
But we don't see them.
I opet uvijek kažemo mi smo kršćani.
And we still say we are Christians.
Biti kršćani to trebamo pokazati na našem dijelu.
To be Christian, we have to show in our faith, with our faith.
Ja mislim još jednu stvar.
And one more thing.
Mi kršćani isto danas smo izgubili osmijeh sa lica.
And many of us Christians lost a smile from our faces.
Jer ja vjerujem.
And I believe.
Svaki kršćan treba pokazati radost kako živjeti sa Isusom.
Then each Christian has to show the joy with living with a God, with
Jesus. A Gospod nas isto pozvala.
And Our Lady invited us also.
Da budemo njezini svjedoci.
To be her witnesses.
I ako nas netko vidi.
And if somebody see us.
Sa tužnim licem, sa tužnim.
With a sad face.
I kaže, bolje ne biti ovakav kršćan.
It's not, it's better not to be a Christian like that.
Biti s Isusom.
To be with Jesus.
To je radost.
It is a joy.
To je mir.
It is a peace.
I to moramo imati na našim licima.
And we have to have that on our faces.
I to moramo svjedočiti.
And we have to be witness of that.
Moramo isto odgajati našu djecu.
We must raise our kids.
Jer mislim svako naše dijete dar Boži.
Because each of our child is a gift from God.
Koji nam Bog daje.
That God gives to us.
I koji mi moramo taj dar odgajati.
And we have to raise our that gift.
Frat Slavko je uvijek rekao.
Father Slavko said always.
Vi roditelji.
You parents.
Vi ste ti koji morate staviti korijene vjere u život vaše djece.
You parents are the ones who has to put the roots of faith, the seeds of faith in your children.
Iako se jednog dana oni udalje od Boga.
And one day if they go away from God.
Uvijek će se vratiti.
They will always come back.
Jer to malo što su im dali ostaje u njihovom srcu.
Because that little one what you put in their heart will stay in their heart.
Gospod kaže isto postite.
Our Lady says that we need a fast.
Kada se priča o postu,
when we talk about fasting,
mnogi uvijek pitaju zašto postiti.
Many people ask why to fast.
Mnogi kažu to je teško.
Many people say that it's very difficult.
Mnogima je teško i prije nego što su počeli to činiti.
For many people it is difficult even before they started to fast.
Ali ako razmišljamo o jednoj Gospodinoj poruci,
but if we think about one Our Lady's message,
gdje Gospa kaže,
where Our Lady says,
draga djeco,
dear children,
sa molitvom i sa postom možete sve postići.
With a prayer and fasting you can do everything.
Možete i ratove zaustaviti.
You can even stop the wars.
To nam kaže zašto postiti.
That shows to us why to fast.
Jer toliko puta, kao što sam prije rekao, tražimo. Tražimo mnoge odgovore, što činiti.
Like I said before, we are asking for, we are looking for many answers.
Idemo okolo.
We are walking around
i tražimo.
And we are searching.
Mi znamo što trebamo činiti.
We know what we have to do.
To nam je jasno.
It's very clear.
Ali to ne činimo.
But we don't do it.
I nažalost toliko puta se sjetimo Boga samo kada je nama to potrebno.
Unfortunately, we think about God only when we need him.
I kada nešto tražimo od njega.
And when we are looking for something
from
him.
Želimo odmah dobiti.
We want to have that immediately.
Ali ne možemo shvatiti jednu stvar.
But we cannot understand one thing.
Živjeti sa Bogom.
To live with God.
To je naša snaga.
Is our strength.
To je snaga da ići naprijed.
It is a strength how to go forward.
I to je i odgovor na sve ono što tražimo.
And it is the answer for everything what we are asking for.
Postiti jedna mala žrtva.
To fast is a just a very small sacrifice.
Ali koju trebamo činiti iz ljubavi i u tišini.
But we have to do it with love in silence.
I jednom kada naučimo to činiti.
Once when we learn how to do it.
I kada uistinu to činimo iz ljubavi.
And when we really do it out of love.
Onda ćemo moći početi razmišljati.
We'll be able to start to think.
Na primjer, koliko danas ljudi umire u svijetu od gladi.
For example, how many people die because they are very hungry?
Koliko djece umire?
How many children die every day?
A koliko mi zahvaljujemo Bogu?
And how many times we say thanks to God?
I na tome komadu kruha koji imamo svaki dan na našem stolu.
For the piece of bread what we always have on the table in our houses.
I na svemu što nam je Bog dao.
And for everything what God gives to us.
Jer Gospa je rekla jednom u svojoj poruci.
And Our Lady said once in her message.
Vi činite mnoge stvari.
You do many things.
Vi radite.
You work.
Ali bez blagoslova.
But without blessing.
I uistinu je tako.
And it's really the truth.
Toliko puta tražimo, tražimo i tražimo.
Many times we are just asking and asking.
Ali ne tražimo blagoslov od Boga za to sve što imamo.
But we are not asking for blessing for everything what we have.
Bez Božjeg blagoslova ne možemo ništa.
Without God's blessing we cannot do anything.
I ono sve što imamo.
And everything what we have.
I ono sve što ćemo imati.
And everything what we are going to have.
To je ništa.
It's nothing.
Kada mi dođe ovdje u Međugorje?
When you come here to Međugorje?
Zbog čega ovdje dođe?
Why you are coming?
To nisu na prvom mjestu vidioci.
Not probably visionaries in the first place.
Vidioci, mi smo obični ljudi kao i svaki drugi čovjek.
We visionaries are very ordinary people like everybody else.
Nismo sveti.
We are not holy.
Želimo biti sveti.
We want to be holy.
Kao što bi trebao biti svaki čovjek.
Like each person supposed to be.
I što nas Gospa isto poziva na to.
And because Our Lady invites us to be holy.
Ovdje se ne dolazi ni da bi vidjeli neke znakove.
We don't come here to see some signs.
Jer što su znakovi?
What signs means?
Znakovi se svuda oko nas.
There are signs all around us.
Samo mi toliko puta ne prepoznajemo.
Just we don't recognize them.
Svatko od nas je znak Boži.
Each person here is a sign of God.
Svaki naš brat koji je blizu nas je znak Boži.
Each brother next to us is a sign of God.
Ali mi ih toliko puta ne vidimo.
But many times we don't see them.
Ovdje se dolazi iz jedne stvari.
Here people come because of one thing.
A ja to mislim da je to najveći znak što se ovdje može vidjeti i primiti.
And I think it is the greatest sign what we can see and what we can receive here.
A to je obraćanje.
And it is conversion.
Promijeniti naš život.
To change our life.
Započeti jedan novi život.
To start with a new life.
Novi život sa Bogom.
New life with God.
I što je još važnije od svega?
And what is the more important than that?
Ponijeti taj dar našim domovima.
To bring that gift back home.
Oni su došli ovdje u Međugorje.
You came here to Međugorje.
Oni su došli ovdje zato što su pozvani.
You came here because you are invited.
Zato što nas je Gospa pozvala.
Because Our Lady invited all of us.
I zato što je Bog želio da budemo tu.
And because God wanted to have us here.
I oni koji misle došli smo slučajno.
And some of you who think that you came by coincidence.
Ništa nije slučajno.
There is no coincidence.
Svi smo Božjim rukama.
We are all in God's hands.
Svatko od nas je Božji plan.
Each of us is God's plan.
I ja uvijek kažem.
And I always say.
Nitko iz Međugorja ne ide praznih ruku.
Nobody goes home with empty hands.
I kada se vratimo domovima.
And we come back home.
Da li ćemo mi prepoznati te što smo primili ovdje?
Are we going to recognize those gifts what we received here?
Te darove koje nam je Gospa dala.
Those gifts what Our Lady gave to us here.
Ili da li ćemo ih nastaviti živjeti?
And are we going to continue to live?
To zavisi od nas.
It depends of all of us.
I ja vjerujem isto.
And I also believe
da njihovo pravo hodočašće upravo počinje kada se vrate domov.
Then your real pilgrimage is going to start when you come back home.
Tu ćemo vidjeti kako dalje živjeti.
Then we'll see how to continue to live.
Moramo svjedočiti.
We have to be witnesses.
Svjedočiti našim životom.
To be witnesses with our lives.
Da ostali prepoznaju Boga u nama.
Then others can recognize God in us.
Kako Bog djeluje preko nas.
How God acts through all of us.
To je pravi primjer.
It is the real example.
Toliko ljudi ne vjeruje u Boga.
There are so many people who don't believe in God.
Ne voli Gospu.
They don't love Our Lady.
Mi možemo pomoći.
We can help to them.
Kroz naš primjer.
With our example.
I kroz našu molitvu.
And with our prayers.
Gospod nas isto poziva da molimo za mir.
And Our Lady invites all of us to pray for peace.
Jer Gospod je došla u Međugorje kao kraljica mira.
Because Our Lady came to Međugorje as a queen of peace.
I ona kaže, na prvom mjestu molite za mir u vašim srcima.
And Our Lady says, on the first place, we need to start to pray for peace in our hearts.
Jer ako nemamo mira u srcu,
because if we don't have a peace in our hearts,
kako molite za mir?
How to pray for peace?
Mir je potreban u ovom svijetu.
Because this world needs peace.
Samo pogledajmo što se dešava danas.
Just look at around what happens in the world.
Koliki ratovi su u svijetu.
How many wars in the world?
Kada se kaže riječ rat.
When you say that word war.
Rat nije samo gdje upotrebljavamo oružje.
The war is not only place where you use a weapon.
Koliko je uništeno mladih ljudi danas.
How many young people are destroyed today?
Koliko je abortusa u svijetu.
How many abortions in the world?
To su sve ratovi.
All of that is war.
Ali ako Gospa kaže,
but if Our Lady says,
da sa molitvom i sa postom,
then with the prayer and fasting,
i sa našim primjerom,
and with our example,
možemo čak i ratove zaustaviti.
We can stop the wars.
Onda nam ostaje jedna stvar.
Then there is only one thing for us.
A to je otvoriti naše srce prema Bogu.
We have to open our heart to God.
Predati mu naš život.
To give our life to Him.
I moliti.
And pray.
Ostalo će Bog učiniti.
Then the rest of the thing God is going to do.
Ja, to je bilo poruka na Gospinu.
It was about Our Lady's messages.
Oni ste, ja mislim, znaju da svatko od nas šest ima jednu svoju misiju.
Probably all of you know that all six of us have some mission.
Ja i Vicka molimo za bolesne.
Vicka and I pray for sick people.
Svaki dan posebno u našim molitvama se spomenemo bolesnika.
Every day in our prayers, in a special way, we pray for sick people.
Sama riječ bolesnik.
The just the word, the sick person.
I kada se kaže molitva za bolesne.
And when we say pray for sick people.
Odmah se misli na naše fizičko ozdravljenje.
Everybody thinks about our physical healing.
Ja kada molim za bolesnike.
When I pray for sick people.
Ja na prvom mjestu molim za ozdravljenje srca.
On the first place I pray for healing of our heart.
I ja mislim gdje smo najviše bolesni, to je naše srce.
And I think that it is a great illness today, our heart, the sick of our heart.
Mnogi ljudi shvaćaju bolest kao jednu kaznu Božju.
Many people think about some illnesses as a punishment of God.
Ali ne shvaćaju kao Božji plan koji Bog ima za svakim čovjekom.
And they don't understand that it can be a plan for God, from God for all of us.
Nije pogrešno moliti za naše fizičko ozdravljenje.
And it is not wrong to pray for our physical healing.
Ali uvijek trebamo reći.
But we always have to say,
Bože, neka bude volja Tvoja.
God, it must be Your will.
Jer ja mislim, toliko puta ne shvaćamo.
Many times we don't understand
da je Bog naš otac.
That God is our father.
I kao pravi otac.
And as a real father.
Tko nas bolje poznaje od njega?
Who knows us better than him?
Tko zna bolje što nam je potrebno u svakom trenutku našega života, već Bog?
Who knows better than him what do we need in our life and that we need God?
Nama treba samo da se predamo u Božje ruke.
We just to give ourselves to God's hands.
I Bog će ostalo učiniti.
And the God is going to do the rest.
Ja ću na kraju reći još jednu Gospinu poruku.
And on the end I'm going to tell you one more Our Lady's message.
Ja mislim, koja nam govori su tu ljubav koju Gospod ima prema svima nama.
The message where Our Lady tells about love. Which is God for all of us.
A mi je toliko puta ne shvaćamo.
And many times we don't understand that message.
I ja mislim da ovo vrijeme koje su sada tu u Međugorju.
And in this time while you are here in Međugorje.
Da na poseban način otvore svoje srce prema Gospi.
Open your heart in a special way to Our Lady.
Gospa je rekla.
Our Lady said.
Draga djeco.
Dear children.
Da vi znate koliko vas ja volim.
If you know how much I love you.
Vi bi plakali od radosti.
You would cry full of joy.
Mislim da su to velike riječi jedne majke prema svojoj djeci.
Such a great words from mother to her children.
I svatko od nas neka se upita danas.
And each of us have to ask himself.
Koliko ja volim Gospu.
How much I love Our Lady.
Jer Gospa dolazi, rekao sam, preko 28 godina.
And I already said Our Lady is coming here over 28 years.
Uvijek kaže, draga djeco.
She always says, dear children.
I na kraju poruke, kada ona kaže poruku.
And on the end of the message.
Kaže, hvala vam što ste se odazvali mome pozivu.
Our Lady says, thank you for responding to my call.
Ma razmišljajmo malo.
Think about it.
Gospa kaže nama hvala.
Our Lady says thanks to us.
A i mi bi trebali biti zahvaljivati Gospodu svakom trenutku našega života.
And we are the ones who are supposed to say thanks to her for each moment in our life.
I iskoristimo to vrijeme ovdje u Međugorju da zahvalimo Bogu i da zahvalimo Gospodu.
Let's use this time here in Međugorje to say thanks to Our Lady and thanks to God.
Na svim milostima koje nam daje.
For all graces they gave to us.
Ja ću moliti za sve njih.
I'm going to pray for all of you.
Za sve njihove nakane.
For all your petitions.
Za sve bolesnike.
For all sick people.
Isto tražim od njih.
But in the same time I'm asking from all of you
da se moli za nas ovdje u Međugorju.
To pray for us here in Međugorje.
Svi smo potrebni molitve.
We all need your prayers.
Ostanemo uvijek ujedinjeni u molitvi.
And stay faithful, stay loyal to her prayers.
Toliko od mene, sad ćemo završiti sa molitvom.
It is all for me and we are going to finish this meeting with prayer.